कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Hear all, our last cock and bull of 2019, going once, going twice, going thrice with Abbas, Amit, Rohit and myself.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Yeah, I've decided that being a Malwa Hill revolutionary is not easy. You want to be a revolutionary, you want to be part of a revolution, you want to fight for democracy and secular India, but it's not easy. And I'll explain why. There was this protest at August Kranti Maidan, try to go there. A driver asked me, August Kranti, kaun sa club hai? I said, no, it's not a club as far as I know, it's just this place. We went there, couldn't get parking, couldn't move the car properly, then had to GPS the exact spot because I hadn't been there. Found it finally, forgot to take a bottle of water, was feeling very thirsty, didn't carry a cap, and the sun came out suddenly in the middle. And then after that, there was no Wi-Fi in the area, so you couldn't even either call your driver to get the car back to the spot or the Uber. When I finally got him, I told him, I'm under the statue. He's saying, Konsa statue? You see, it's not easy. You want to save the country, you want to give the country everything, you want to be pro-democracy, you want to put your hand up and say Zindabad and all that, but if you're born rich and with a silver spoon, it's just not easy. And I tell everyone, if it's not your thing, you don't be a revolutionary. You write a note to the government. Dear government, I'm not happy with what's going on. Give it to your mom, she'll give it to the government. That's the way it's done. Simple and easy. It's called, it used to be called the Cyrus Says, but now we've changed the name to Cock and Bull. We'll be right back after this announcement. And we're all excited. The year is about to come to an end. Another year of failure is over. And we can look forward to another year of failure in the near future. But in the meantime, let me introduce our guests on Cock and Bull. We have Abbas, the comedian, Hi. Who should have been a dentist and now 100% needs to go back to school. We have Rohit, who I haven't met for a long time, who's also a comedian, a writer, par excellence, and a cricket pundit of sorts. And he actually played cricket at a high level.
Oh, really?
Which is Harris Shield. And his coach told him that he could have been a fast bowler, etc. But then...
One sec. Harris Shield is the senior school or Giles Shield is the senior school?
So, Harris is school and...
Both are school. But one is like 6th, 7th standard. One is 8th, 9th, 10th standard.
Correct. So, I think Harris is the lower one, right?
Yeah.
So what standard were you in, Rohit?
I was in all standards.
Right now, what standard are you? Okay.
No, I played in college.
So you're a decent cricketer, but now that we have decided to discuss this as a year in
Sydenham.
So then that's legit.
How many titles has Sydenham won?
I don't know about titles, but dude, there are like serious cricket players in Sydenham.
No, there are serious cricket players in all South Bombay colleges, but they don't win any titles.
Okay.
The titles come to the same 4 or 5 colleges whose names I won't mention. He didn't get into them for whatever reason because he wants an education. let's move it along. Amit Doshi, always here, the voice of reason. Yeah. And we'll start this show with our anchor, Abbas, who's prepared a list of 25 topics for 2019.
Can I be honest?
Can we cut it down from 25?
No, I totally forgot we were recording. On a
that's
Monday
what I love.
Instead of a Tuesday.
Lovely.
And I forgot to make a list
it's
of
it's good
things.
Enough for me. I pass you with
so
flying colors.
This is going to be a cock and bull.
That's what it is. It's all cock and bull anyway.
But I wanted to mention
more bull apparently. Unless you're into that, Rohit. I don't know.
Were you actually at August Kranti Maidan?
Are you
for
crazy? The only thing I know about August Kranti Maidan is Grand Center and Chicken Center on the right of it, where I used to my local adda. They call me Baba, but now I don't ring, so why would I go there? No, see, I have nothing against revolutions. I want to be part, but I need to be in the right country for the revolution. Because I feel that, you know, sometimes in India there's just too many people and you just feel suffocated and claustrophobic, and then I might take the government side. So I don't want to do that. So I didn't go. But I heard this. I actually heard people telling me.
Me and Rohit actually went to the protest.
Wow. But you guys don't have that thing, no? Do you have a car and driver?
Privilege.
No, the car and driver thing. See, that's
but we're minorities, so I think we should make our voices.
How are you a minority?
I'm a Jain, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Is Abhi.
Dude, you're a Jain.
But you're mentioned.
We are the privileged minority.
Exactly. Yeah, and you're mentioned in the CA actual
exactly
thing.
We are allowed
by the way it's CA let's not say CAB that's a bill it's now an act
yeah it's
bill.
A law now
it may become a bill again because of fighting but whatever
just to catch up since we
wait now that we have two Jains on the program I'm a little worried what do we do for lunch of us diet I guess no garlic,
both are
no
pretty okay with diet
they don't care.
Our dietary choices
not on the record on the record they have to say the right thing okay sorry so you guys let's start with that so you guys were actually at the
yes
revolution is the wrong word at the protest
yeah. This was on the 19th.
Thursday.
Pretty good, solid turnout.
Very good turnout.
What did you think, Rohit? Then I'll give my...
So, I think... you know, I went to the protest, like there was a protest on Monday as well, last Monday at Mumbai University.
Is this because of free time
Zealous feeling for the oneness in the country.
Yeah. Huh?
No, but the thing is, the protest on the 19th was very heartening to see a bunch of people.
But tell us about Monday
group.
First. You said you went somewhere on Monday.
Yeah, Mumbai University.
Oh, that was about your marks.
No.
Why do you go to Mumbai University? That's where they had the first one.
Yeah, the first one after the...
So what was that? What happened there?
That was a very short notice protest. That was, incidentally against
solidarity with the attacks that happened. Not attacks, but attacking the crackdown that happened.
Physical violence against
in Jamia Millia.
Students, not just in Jamia, Lucknow and all elsewhere as well. Huh?
Yeah. So that was in solidarity with that. So that had a lower turnout and mostly that had students. But the one that happened... at August Kranti on 19th, the turnout
was televised and big.
And also people across age groups showed up. That was great. You had students as well, but you also had
you meet anyone you like. No, back to the protest.
The constitution.
So you do believe in it, which is important. Then tell us.
No, so the thing is, and it was really great, and everyone was
what did you do? You walk in.
Yeah, I had a poster.
What was the poster saying?
So there, I had two
comic
posters.
Available.
No. There's one which had Nadan Parinde Ghar Aja, Modi Ki Ma is what she's saying.
Okay, I don't know why I asked this question. I never will ask this question again. At least not till 2023.
The second one was me holding a trash bag with the Modi written on it.
My God.
I'm a national number one.
You pull no punches, brother. Oof. Ouch. Sir. Abbas.
I went, so I was not carrying any placards. There were a lot
You're a lazy guy. Rohit, get two. One for you, one for me.
You want to say something?
The thing is, Abbas and I met on Monday after the protest at Mumbai University. Yeah. And Abbas and I were discussing if we should go for the protest. And Abbas is like, yeah, I would like to go for this protest because ghar se paas mein.
The South Bombay guy, see, you have to understand the importance of proximity and geography for us people. Where do you live?
I stay in Goregaon.
You'll never understand. You'll just never understand. It's huge, huh? We don't go for funerals of relatives and all. You know, if they move them to that side of town, it's very different.
I was telling you about that yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
I had to go for them. I was thinking about it.
I didn't want to get into that because it's a sensitive issue.
I was thinking about it.
It's the truth.
Somebody passed away.
Actually,
I had to come to Santa Cruz yesterday.
Actually.
And I was like, I come to Santa Cruz every day. Do I really want to come again today on Sunday?
So I'm saying, when I die, I'm telling everybody out there, okay, only people in the locality, even if you don't know me, you come. You know, it's 2 minutes for you. You come and go. Bus, it's over.
Even they didn't want to go to Santa Cruz that day, but they...
It's not by choice. Apparently.
Most of us met at Grand Road Station, right? Because people were coming from all over.
Yeah.
It was quite suspenseful because they had actually police in riot gear at the station, at Grand Road Station. And a lot of protesters came in droves in trains. So the chanting and the sloganeering started from Grand Road Station.
Give me some slogans. What did you
Ladenge, jeetenge, hum kya chahte azadi, CA,
NRC,
hi, all of that.
How do the cops react to the shower slogan?
So
they don't tell you to stop.
In the beginning, they were just standing, at the exit. They weren't doing. But once the sloganeering got a little more, they started marching on the platform, not using any force, but just marching, just to sort of like
marching as in active marching or just on the stop for calisthenics and aerobics sort of.
For the cops also, what we need to understand is that this protest is, we have to take police permission to protest, which...
But I thought in a democracy, you can protest against anything. Is it not a democracy or these are not the rules?
So
there are a lot of, this is something...
Voice of democracy.
No, because it's always...
Protest master.
It always struck me as kind of insane that you need permission to protest, right? Because I mean, like...
What's the point of the protest then? Hello, uncle, can I protest?
So here's the thing. There is a right to assembly. Okay, you're allowed to assemble wherever you want to. But if you're going to use public facilities, if you're going to obstruct public if you're going to obstruct traffic
but religious festivals do that. When politicians come out to make speeches, they do that.
You have to get
when VIPs are moving up and down the city, they do
they
that.
Get permission for all of that.
Yeah. They don't take permission.
They take permission for all of this stuff. And you have, if you
they
have a
give
religious
permission
thing,
to
they should
themselves.
Take permission from us. No one's, I've
well, nobody asks us.
Most of the times, the VIPs who are causing this are the one who give permission.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have to ask themselves, my name is Kishore. Exactly. Kishore, can I walk around the city, bring it to a standstill? You can.
So the thing is that it's still nobody, you can still go ahead and do all this stuff, but it's against the law to obstruct traffic. Mm. It is against the law to basically take over August Kranti Maidan, right? I mean, like if you're essentially 10,000 people going to August Kranti Maidan, you are essentially capturing August Kranti Maidan. So it's against the law to capture it like that. So
then you can rename it to July Kranti Maidan. I didn't like the month August. I changed it.
So that's where the permissions are required.
Okay, let's get back to it.
I had a small criticism which I'll go to, and Rohit, you can.
No, I interrupted the whole police march. You were telling us a nice story. Tell us the whole thing.
From the Grand Road station till the August Kranti Maidan, the feeling and the environment was very healthy, very sort of, there were students, there were youngsters who were chanting.
You're back in the 60s, flower power, you're fighting for freedom, love, justice, and a few narcotics which should be allowed.
Huh. Well, narcotics were not a part of it, but
who knows? Rohit added in the back of his third slogan.
But that was really heartening to see so many people. But once I went inside the ground, right, and they had put up a stage and there were speakers and all, then it felt like a political rally.
Because then the politicians started coming
up
and all that.
Exactly. One after the other, speakers came and they weren't very sort of good speakers.
I'm asking you this with all seriousness because this would be an issue with me. Did nobody think of valet parking?
I don't think so.
There's no place to park.
Don't say that even in jest. We live in Nana Chowk. We understand the issues out there.
Yeah.
Mr. Goregaon, how dare you? How dare you hurt us?
But so yeah, then the Congress politicians, CPI politicians, etc.
But what did you guys do? Yeah, go on.
This is a very funny moment though, because the thing is, so Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra, you guys know.
Do we have to say Om Prakash? Can we just say Rakesh Mehra? I mean, what the hell? It takes too long.
I know.
He wants to put Om Prakash in. Now I got to sit my whole life saying Om Prakash. I'm not saying Om Prakash. I'm calling him Mehra. I've decided no Rakesh.
Yeah, Mehra was
Mehra,
there.
Mehra
was there and he was going to speak. But the lady who was calling him on didn't know his full name.
Super. Because of the Om Prakash. You don't take that Om Prakash and there will be no trouble.
Devi aur Sajjana, humare beech ab hai Om Prakash Mishra ji. ने रंग दे बसंती बनाई थी
the original guy
and I'm like wow dude
you must also did the audience laugh and all?
No, because they were also like
not paying attention waiting for some other speaker.
Yeah, so there was like Javed Jafri came on and he gave a really good speech.
Yeah.
And that was like the speech is available online. That is one speech that I like. But there were the ground also was divided into two parts because there is a promenade in the middle.
Hmm.
So the two halves. So the other half was where the stage was set up and people were giving speeches all the time. And the other half was where people were like, you know, chanting and like, you know, just sharing their perspective and stuff like that. Like just walking around holding
hands.
Posters. No.
Somebody else's hand.
Posters and waiting for validation and people to laugh.
Was
at
there
posters.
Not one person who tried to like pin somebody's buttocks or something? I mean, there must have been one bad guy in that whole bunch.
I'm sure there was some bad behavior. But
by and large, I spoke to my female friends. Yeah. They actually said that this was one of those few
better
times
protests.
When in a crowd they did
nothing bad
face.
Happened.
Yeah, nothing
yeah, it was like, you know.
And that's because Javed Jafri was on stage.
Wow,
just kidding. good friend. We should get him on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
we should ask him.
Which other Bollywood actors?
A lot of them. I saw.
I think Isha was there. Isha. Isha
Deol?
No.
Isha Kopikar?
No.
Swara Bhaskar was there.
Swara Bhaskar was there.
She's the leader of
Sushant Singh. Sushant Singh, who lost his job.
They took him off.
He was there.
They really took him off, right?
Yeah. They really took him off, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And because he went for the Monday
protest. Yeah,
and he's the only guy photographed.
Yeah.
Because there were not too many big names there. It's bad luck.
And the thing is, newspaper.
Always have Amitabh Bachchan next to you, so nobody takes your photograph. Mr. Bachchan, aap idhar khade ho jaye. Tuck, 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 tuck. Bachchan's picture.
And newspapers are trying to report that Sushant Singh lost his job, but they're using the wrong Sushant Singh.
Yeah, because that's another headache. Yeah, Rajput.
Like Sushant Rajput lost his job. I'm like, kidhar kaam kar raha
tha? This country is so funny. We can't even do a protest without all this crap happening here. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought the political takeover was a bit of a letdown.
So what you're saying is it began well and then it got watered down into all, diluted into all kinds of things. But do you think there's a huge movement somewhere in the back of India's mind where young India will suddenly push his chest out and no one will be able to stop young India?
I spoke to more cynical people.
Ah, Bolo.
The reason why, according to them, right? And I mean, like, I was, my conversational tenor was around.
And we both live 5 minutes from August Kranti, by the way. Exactly. Yeah, anyway.
No, so I was just like, man, it was so cool that we saw this, that, you know, there was such a large protest happening with no violence, no issues, you know, it went off well. And the answer given to you is that's because the people who are going to make trouble are in government. Mm-hmm. And if you look at where violence is occurring generally, it is where the BJP is in power.
Yeah.
You know, where the BJP is in opposition, mostly violence is not occurring. Yeah. Delhi is an exception, but
most cases, it's not like the college or university students have gone out of their way to attack anyone physically.
No.
If you look at any of the events that have happened so far, the attack, physical attack, doesn't come from the students. I mean, why would they, honestly? Beyond a little bit of heckling and shouting and screaming, there's no big gun in hand and big sticks or anything like that. So if one had to look at it from that point of view, it's a little strange that violence occurs.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Also, this you need to understand that the protests in Bombay were peaceful because, you know, the police is not handled by the BJP government. It's handled by Shiv Sena. And the cops
for the
also
last
know,
10 days.
Yeah. And the cops also know that you're the government.
Bread is buttered. Bread is buttered. Yeah. So you're making a very straight.
You missed his joke.
No, I got his joke. Sorry, I cut it in the middle. But yeah. But the bread is buttered in a certain way and they have to follow that. Fair enough. But we can't.
Can I say one last thing? Yeah. So also, I felt. I mean, no disrespect to 1.5 lakh people showed up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it was just the section that I was in. I again thought that the people who were at least here were mostly again from privileged backgrounds. If push comes to shove, will they actually be there to...
No, but it's a great sign that privileged background came,
yes,
Baba.
But a lot of
privileged
the placards, it was as if we're going to write some really witty, cool jokes and we're going to show up just because this gets covered, right?
Yeah.
So the spirit of the protest somehow gets lost.
I don't know. Being very cynical. That's, you should allow everybody from all strata to
just
come.
Because you're rich or just because you're privileged doesn't mean that you don't have the right to
and I'm not even rich or privileged, right? I just live in the area. Please understand, it's not
where,
fair
where the poorest live.
Garib Dukan, as I call it.
You know, I mean, like, I think that how can you win, right, if you don't participate in this based on what you're saying, right? Let's say I'm not, but let's say I was this rich dude who had a political conscience. I have neither of those two things, no money, no political conscience. But if I was a rich guy who had a political conscience, if I don't do stuff, then I will be called apathetic because I don't
do stuff. No, also, why should you have to explain your entire being?
Yeah.
You just have to come there and show your solidarity. I don't think we should get into that too much.
Okay.
Right now, we're divided in there. Don't divide it further, especially in the same camp. Yeah. But I will rise as the phoenix and I will lead this country to a great revolution.
Yeah.
And 20% discount on all sales. I promise you. Amazon, main dikhayega tereko.
That's a good platform.
Sales per discount is a great idea.
It's the only way to win. It's the only way. That's not the British one.
Did you guys see the Hasan Minhaj Patriot Act episode where he said the campaign slogan he set up for Andrew Yang? I'll let you bring a cousin. So basically, you know,
what now he's going to explain the gag. 15 minutes of our show is going to go in there.
Did you see Hasan Minhaj trolling all the Indian viewers?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it will happen.
No, so he released a clip on Twitter where he's talking about CAB and NRC. And everybody was like, oh my God, Hasan is going to drop an episode about NRC and CAB. Indian government is going to ban it. Netflix is going to be banned, blah, blah, blah.
I saw something like that.
It drops on Sunday. The episode is actually Obesity in America. He's spoken about NRC for those 2 minutes that he released. So we were all like, wow.
Such an Indian, though.
It's a bit like candid camera.
It's like the government.
He's ready to be the government. You're right. All right. I think we've run out of time with this first half only on this damn topic.
Guys, I still have more to say about it, though.
Okay, I'll give you 1 more minute. And
no, we were lucky in Mumbai or Maharashtra, right? Places in UP and Delhi and even some parts of Madhya Pradesh, I think.
Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh.
Serious lathi charge. More than 10 people have lost their lives.
Myanmar as well, but that's a separate issue. Huh.
Yeah, we're recording this on Monday. So yesterday, the Prime Minister gave a speech in the Ramila grounds in Delhi, where he said NRC has not been discussed since 2014 when I took office. CAB has nothing to do with Indian citizens. And then, I mean, Amit Shah and Modi, both of them are saying some very opposing things. So it's like a good, people are speculating
good cop,
if it's
cop,
good cop, bad cop.
I know why balance, that is happening.
Checks and balance,
Why? Because in Delhi, they have closed the internet, so they can't communicate among themselves also.
And that's going to stay for some time.
Parts of UP also, internet is down. And I mean, if reports are to be believed, the Muslim areas in UP, the cops themselves have been vandalizing and breaking property. And we all know who the CM is, so
really? Seems like a nice guy. Awkward pause.
Just let that sit.
Awkward pause, and we move on to Rohit. Last word from you as you go into break. That's good. We'll take a break. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back here, and offline, Abbas is now attacking Sadhvi Pragya, another one of my legendary heroes.
You saw the what she did, right? Spice Jet thing.
You know about this, Iris?
So please go ahead, because her list of records are like Sachin's.
No, this is amazing.
Just spiraling, huh?
This one was amazing. You want to...
go ahead.
All right, so she advance booked a ticket saying, I want to sit in seat 1A, so which is an exit row.
Which is 1B is cleared, for sure. Yeah. I'll see anybody there. I'll take 1F. If I can sit outside the plane, then I'll go there.
But the thing is that if you want to sit in an exit row, you cannot be handicapped. And she came in on a wheelchair. So they asked her to move from 1A to... a second row seat.
So you're saying she's physically handicapped?
Well, she came in a wheelchair.
That's what okay, she... Right, yeah.
She came in a wheelchair. Now, I'll tell you the trick of most 65-year-old travelers. They all want to go in wheelchair so that they can avoid security lines.
And they get cured and they put their bags in all properly. Exactly, after that. Go to the toilet and hopping and skipping.
But she was on a wheelchair. So the airline people asked her that you cannot sit over there. You have to sit in the the second row. She would not move. She would not let the plane take off. It caused like an hour plus delay or something
She was able to balance her body in such a way that the plane couldn't fly.
Well, as in like she would not sit down.
Is it a question of physics? I just bring it up here.
She doesn't believe in physics.
She doesn't, but the aeroplane does.
No, but she would not sit down. She would not cooperate. She would not.
So didn't they arrest her?
Well, no. They finally got her. They had to bring her like the manual.
Yeah.
Showing her that, listen, if you are in any way disabled, you cannot sit in an exit.
Manual's in English.
Also Hindi and like.
It wasn't Hindi. Are you sure? I've seen the manual. It's also like the Constitution of India is written in English. You can't deny that.
But there must have been translations.
Yeah, but they lose translations. You give me the Russian version of the Constitution, it's totally different. Ask Putin. Put anything in it.
So, like Nehru also said he said that speech,
at the stroke of the midnight.
Stroke of midnight, and everyone's like, what is midnight?
One day India will play cricket at midnight. Can you believe how the world has changed? Anyways, our end result of.
End result, they finally took off, but it took her like an
hour.
Where
was Pragya ji?
She finally switched to
seat.
There's a video where the other passenger was actually shouting at her. Yeah. They're like, you're a public servant. You're supposed to think of the people rather than delaying.
Where was
and
the
someone, I think someone used a word like fraud or something. So she actually gets in an altercation where it's like language.
she says language.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. But I was just thinking it could get worse for her. What if the plane took off for Pakistan?
Well, then she can come back.
Don't do comebacks. Comebacks are trouble. Let's move on. Because that was that. Next topic.
Donald Trump got impeached.
Well, he sort of got impeached. Let's set that up from American expert. Well, House
impeached him, and now the main absolve him.
Where his Republicans are much more, and they're not going to go against him.
He's not going to lose.
They won't bite the hand that feeds. So, it's just a waste of time, right?
It's
a slap on the face, but not more than that.
Slap on the face is political theater. There is value to it in the sense that.
Makes him look bad.
According to some people. Makes him look bad. Makes him more combative. Makes him do stuff.
But he doesn't fall out of office. Let's be clear.
He's not falling out of office right now. He's not going anywhere.
It won't even be a close call because they will vote for him and it'll be like 20 Republicans. What is the number that you need?
I think you need two-thirds. So that would mean you would need about 14 or 15 Republicans.
14 or 15 Republicans. They won't even get one.
They might get two. They might get two. Yeah, but I mean, like, that seems unlikely to me as well, right? Because again, why are you going to vote in a losing cause, right?
What's the point?
You might convince me.
He's safe. He's safe.
Okay, so just a question: if Trump is impeached, are there re-elections or is there an interim?
No, then
the vice president becomes
Mike Pence.
Oh, so Mike Pence? Why not? I haven't seen House of Cards.
You should. See what happened.
See what happened to
the actor.
And the character.
Already.
Yes.
Topics. Donald Trump's done okay. This is looking
this is
back.
Year
2019.
Yeah. Or look back.
Be professional.
Stuff.
Nothing much. June World Cup. India lost.
What are the topics?
Well, we had a general election, which was supposed to, just going into the general election, the turn of the year 2018, where the three swing states where Congress did really well, and the BJP got beaten in their own sort of stable, so to speak.
Right.
And everybody thought the momentum is swinging, and that, you know, after 5 years, they've been exposed, blah, blah, blah. But it was a massacre.
It was.
And I think the Congress party is almost defeated into oblivion. They're somewhat still there, but, you know.
They came back with, like, better numbers, but...
Better numbers, three really. Seats more.
Four seats more.
We were talking about the Lok Sabha elections.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
44. They were 44. They were 47. 50 to 1 this or something.
But like this time they fought as UPA and like they had better. Yeah. But it's...
No, but I'm saying that all the pundits called it. I remember we had a lot of people coming in here.
No, actually, they didn't. They were expecting the BJP to get lesser seats.
Yeah.
Lesser seats and a closer contest. That's all everybody said.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was nothing like that. The call was wrong. I'm sorry, Abbas.
It happened because of the hyper-nationalism and that...
Balakot is what some people are saying, but we don't know, you know, I don't know.
Right, also,
the other thing is that they all voted for the Prime Minister.
That's
this whole theory,
it.
This
that's
presidential
exactly
style of voting,
it, yeah.
that you vote for the one personality. It's how I won the building elections. I wore a bra and panty and stood and made a, you know, a commentary for about 15 minutes. And they said because Himanshu Desai doesn't look this good. And boom, game set match, yeah.
Himanshu!
I would like to attend your building elections. This
so would everybody
seem
else.
To be very interesting.
We have a bigger house than Parliament in terms of quorum. Yeah.
No, but I was going to... I mean, since you said the Congress is in oblivion, even with the protests right now, right?
Well,
these are the one of the few protests which don't have a face.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like the students and the population is playing the role of the opposition.
Right.
And while all of this is happening, the Congress Twitter account is still asking Rahul Gandhi to take back the president.
So the thing is, this is really funny. Congress was supposed to go out on a protest yesterday, but they changed the date because Modi ji also
gave a speech at the same time.
You had a trash bag.
Yeah. You carry slogans against him now. It's GGG.
It's just like, you know, now that you've said on air where I live, no. So,
yeah. Gurigaon.
Yeah.
Also, interestingly,
there are fires.
So
look at Australia.
So the thing is, they were supposed to hold a protest yesterday, which is a little late. A lot of people said, and they were just waiting because Rahul Gandhi was in Seoul.
On vacation.
Yeah. Not vacation. I'm not sure if it was vacation.
Hey, Abbas, stop pointing fingers at everyone. There are no leaders left. You can take what you get.
Yeah. So it's like in South Korea, so they were just waiting so that they aayenge fir humko dilenge azadi.
Just one sec. Amit, he was not listening to Seoul music, so stop that. Yeah. Sorry. Go on. Unnecessary reference here.
Rohit,
I'm killing your flow. Please carry on. What's the story?
So he
was missing as usual.
Yeah, he was missing
in action.
And so now they've put a protest today against
the protest is where's Rahul?
Yeah.
And then the real protest is later.
Once he's back.
Yeah, fair enough. But that's, you know, you all have hit a beautiful point. I think quickly, I don't want to digress into politics and make this boring. It already is. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have a strong opposition figure.
We don't.
You know, Namo has gone and made himself into a bit of a rock star. He's known everywhere. Whether you like him or hate him, he's very presentable in the sense that you know him. It's like exactly what the American president has done. He's just all over the place, so you know him. There's that celebrity status is there. There's no one to match him from the opposition. Yeah. They haven't built that guy. Forget good or bad or whatever. We just don't have that guy because this is a telegenic universe that we live in.
We have like 4.5 years to go for it. Because what happened...
That's what you said the last time.
No. I'll tell you what. Because the thing is, 2014 elections was a landmark elections because, you know, Congress was voted out of power after, like, you know... And the numbers...
1,000 years, yeah.
No. Also, the numbers were crazy. But the thing is, it all started with the 2011 India Against Corruption campaign that, you know, Anna Hazare had started.
Right.
And that was a people's movement.
Our true leader.
Yeah. No, but that was a people's movement, which much like this is. Mm. And the BJP that time was looking for a leader. So Modi only, like, you know, came in like late 2013. So for them, it just took that.
So you're saying that, but he was already known as the face of Gujarat and all that. I'm saying, who do they have? Forget Kong, beyond the Kong also, who would you nominate? If you had to go head to head now, crack election in the middle of, say, 2 years from now.
There's anybody who would.
There's
really
no one.
Is that
and
kind
that's
of
why, Rohit,
right?
I say the time has come for you to step up. I mean, you nearly won your Harris Shield match, but you didn't get selected, hence, Shardul Thakur hit 6 sixes against the guy who represented instead of you, but that's another story.
No, but there's a...
They just ignored me.
Because you're talking cricket, man. You started talking cricket, I kind of...
That too, domestic cricket from Goregaon. It's not even like Wankhede. Huh.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that I think that the importance of PR becomes clear, right, with this more than anything else, right? Modi has had such amazing PR since 2000. Yeah. Right? Since 2000, even during the riots, right, at that point in time, there was still a tremendous amount of people who were still supporting him hard at that point.
I beg to differ. I think it's to do with using the right catchphrase. His is Mitro, which is done very well.
Right.
And Rahul's is Dekhe, which doesn't work that well. You know, because after that, he's not quite sure what to say. So I think that's huge.
Also, you know, I mean, like, that is in some ways optics, and optics is PR, right? It's the same stuff, right? I mean, like, it's all part of the same
family. Research shows that he has more tele hours and digital hours, viewership hours than anybody else by a long margin.
Yeah.
As in, he's viewed more, same as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Another great battle. Like, it's almost doubled to the
very
next,
tech savvy. I was actually reading
He's also on Tinder, I've heard.
Another slogan coming up.
Reading Rajdeep Sardesai's book, which is written about the 2019 elections, right?
Yeah.
And he said he actually keeps a track of which of his MPs have how many followers across social media.
Correct.
And those who do not have, it's like a report.
Right.
Like those who do not have enough followers on Facebook or Twitter, whatever, they actually feel nervous going into a meeting because they know he's
and they can't fudge it because although you can buy the followers.
Comics, yes, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought.
You don't have visibility. Sorry, they're going to milega.
And the Modi of 2009 and the Modi of 2019 are, I think, markedly different people as far as, you know, now he's portrays himself as a statement, as a statesman.
But that's funny. Can you revert back to your original statement?
He's clothing to the way he speaks.
Yeah, the hair has been done, the beard has been manicured, the skin has been done.
Yeah.
But I suppose that's part of the 21st century. It's we can't stop all that.
You see, all of that is part
only
of
Anna Hazare was willing to go to the dark night with nothing but a topi on top and he could understand what he was saying.
The issue is not that Modi is doing all of this. The issue is that there's nobody in the opposition who's being able to kind of come up with the
same
kind of
thing. That's what I've been saying. My point. Hence
politicians are manufactured in the 21st century. There's no getting around that, right? Mm-hmm. However much we would want to,
it's the most look conscious sort of world ever.
So again, in the Democratic primaries recently, right, there was this kind of big controversy over quote unquote a wine cave, right?
Yeah.
So Peter Buttigieg had a fundraiser.
Do you like the way he knows names and all? It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. I think I fucked up his name. I think it's Pete Buttigieg, not Peter, but whatever.
That's hilarious. We thought you stumbled with Peter, not Buttigieg.
It's hard to forget Buttigieg.
I know.
Who will forget Buttigieg?
It's a name you wake up with, man, for God's sake. Amar Akbar Buttigieg.
But no, so there was a controversy that happened over the fact that Elizabeth Warren in one of the debates brought up this fact that he's having these fundraisers for billionaires and all that kind of stuff, right? Now, the thing is that these guys are all manufactured, right? I mean, like, Elizabeth Warren is talking about this stuff, but Elizabeth Warren has bigger supporters who are much richer than this guy does. Right, Elizabeth Warren.
So it's the pot sponsor calling the kettle dark blue because you can't say black.
But it's all manufactured, right? At the end of it, it's all manufactured.
In a billion plus country, the opposition can't find one person who can be the next Virat Kohli.
And
Virat Kohli?
Yeah, well, sort of. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I feel like we're going to go into a space where we'll do this kind of same shitty stuff that we did in the early 80s, where we'll go and try and get, like, you know, the Amitabh Bachchans and Rajesh Khannas and who was the third one? There was a third actor.
Vinod Khanna.
Vinod Khanna was later, but I remember Amitabh and Rajesh.
No, Vinod Khanna is the same vintage as Amitabh. In fact, slightly older.
So Amitabh Bachchan, Rajesh Khanna, and more actor, three actors became MPs at the same time.
Oh, right. Shatrughan Sinha.
No, Shatrughan Sinha was later.
Dharmendra was later.
Vinod Khanna and Shatrughan Sinha was later. It was not as well known as Amitabh and Rajesh Khanna, right? I mean, like, they were the two big known.
God, that's terrible.
But now also Kamal Haasan and Prakash Raj, they are trying. Like, Kamal Haasan lost.
So no, that's what I'm worried about, right? That, I mean, like, what we'll wind up with is we'll wind up with people who know how to basically put a face forward.
So when Abhijit the singer becomes Prime Minister of India, Abbas, then you and I need to really worry.
You mean Sawant, right? Because he'll win unpopular
easily. By the way, he's the only Indian idol everybody can recall. Do you know that?
Yeah. No, Amit Sana.
No, Amit Sana is also year 2 or something, yaar.
Amit Sana was a runner-up.
Runner-up year 1. Yeah. So look at year 2 onwards and name me the guys.
Hey, Sandeep Acharya.
Stop it, you bastard!
there was the... Again, this is horrible, I don't remember his name.
Oops.
But a radio jockey was fired because he called him a watchman.
The Nepali guy.
The Nepali.
Chang something. It was
Mayank Chang is an actor.
He didn't win. Mayank Chang was a runner-up. His guy's name I don't remember.
Prashant Tamang.
Prashant Tamang, yes.
He was fired.
He wasn't fired. A radio jockey in Delhi.
For calling him because you're
calling him
a
watchman was fired.
Obviously offensive.
That's racist. In a country like ours, you expect that, don't you?
But at the same time, the second you said calling him a watchman, all of us jumped in. Nepali guy, right? That guy, right?
Yeah.
So I mean,
it's the usual racism that's banded about. What can you do?
Yeah.
I'm not going to correct society. I've lost interest in it. I believe that medication is the only cure. Find the right chemicals and carry on with your life. Mm. It's the only way to live, right,
yes,
Amit?
I know.
But cheap, Abba. Don't spend too much.
Better
money.
Living through pharmaceuticals.
Listen, we need to quickly mention two, three things that happened this year. One is hair loss. But that's a personal thing. And second,
me it started years ago.
So yours is almost like it's a tribute. You're out there. You're the university. But also the fact that we were expected to do really well in England. We've got this crack team right now. They're seeing the best bowling attack in the world. Just a quick word, because Rohit is
first image of the black hole was unveiled this year.
You want to cut my cricket story with your black hole?
It's not Lance, it's cock and bull.
Topic for another day. But just a quick word, Rohit, from what you remember, June, a lot of hype, thought we would do really well, began quite well in the World Cup, and then got New Zealand when they were ripe and ready to take down anybody.
Yeah, like, I think it was a very unfortunate day. It's because, like, the game was also split into 2 days, and Virat Kohli also mentions that, you know, it's just half an hour of bad cricket we played all year. And that is the only blemish we have had.
Or half enough good cricket New Zealand played.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. New Zealand played great cricket. Like, for us, for them to have us like 3-for-3 was great bowling from, you know.
It was reminiscent of the Champions Trophy final in which you sort of, Mohammad Ameer just took it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Quickly.
And that's the thing. Like, we need people to step up. And that's the next 4-year thing where the middle order needs to
I'll leave it there for a second, because I know these boys don't want to talk cricket. One last line. Do you think this is the best bowling attack India's sort of had in your living memory?
Yeah, sure. Easily the best.
Including the Navneet Saini and all who on the side.
Huh? Living memory, you're asking.
Well, last 50,
young.
70 years of following cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. It's difficult to. Mohammad Nisar and Amar Singh would be a very good pairing, but you, me, and him would not be able to say exactly how good they would be, and conditions vary, so it'd be tough.
Amar Singh, the politician.
Well, yes. Mohammad Nisar, the singer. That's right. That's right. Don't judge by the voice. So, anyway, best bowling attack.
Best bowling attack, yes. So
prediction 2020 T20, good chance in Australian conditions?
Probably, yeah, because they're just making roads. So it's just like, you know, our batsmen have to do the job, because bowlers
wickets
have to
are batting friendly wickets. The bounce is even. Indian batsmen, people like Rohit Sharma, are very comfortable now with bounce. So,
He does really well in Australia anyway. So.
Back foot player, just like me. We Bombay boys are different. We are on the back foot all the time because of the government presence. But now let's get back to 2020.
Prince Harry had a child.
Again?
No, in 2019.
What's the name of the child? Arthur.
Archie Harrison. Mountbatten, Windsor.
So Archie from the comics, Harrison from the Beatles,
Mountbatten from
the freedom struggle. Last, he said bye and never came back.
And Windsor.
And he went to the same way we go to Alibaga. Okay. Gateway of India, he boarded the launch.
And then
nearly fell on those
stop
rocks.
At Alibaga.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
he's probably there still. Big house. Mountbatten's.
Comedian became a president of Ukraine.
Yep. All right. What about the presidents who become comedians? You only look at it from one way. We look at the amount of that.
Also, Game of Thrones came to an end.
This is a huge thing.
Avengers Endgame became the highest grossing film
of all time.
Yeah, the thing is, three things came to an end this year. The Avengers, Game of Thrones, the Indian democracy. And you can see a clear pattern in the, like, you know, in the villains also. Like, you know.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it there.
Okay, cool.
Because you don't have to come back. Or do you?
Theresa May resigned. Boris Johnson became the prime minister. Elections happened. Boris Johnson won again.
This only makes sense if you're a British person living in Leopold, South Mumbai, in a coma. And you wake up and then you Abbas tells him, you know, last 12 months.
Boris Johnson became prime minister.
Twice. They become very Indian in their style.
Yeah.
You notice that the British style is not very Indian. We don't know who's in charge. They can scatter at any moment and they take shots at each other from within the party.
Yeah. Last time, David Cameron even used it like the Modi Sarkar wala. The slogan used it for him for the Indian diaspora there as well.
Correct. Yeah, but it worked better with the English diaspora.
It did not, because he's not the prime minister anymore.
My friend Kunal met David Cameron.
Okay,
face to face in a pub with his two daughters.
Interesting.
Outside London,
while he was the prime minister.
Yeah, lots of bodyguards came into this pub and they checked the area, and then they have bodyguards for life. Mm. And then he comes in with his two young daughters, who apparently very pretty, and not that you should ever say such a thing. And they sat next to Kunal and his good friend Rahul Welkar, athlete of the year. After some time, they went and said hello to David Cameron.
Nice.
And introduce themselves. But Cameron, you know, being a politician, didn't know that they're non-voting Indian Brits. So, like, you know, what the hell?
Your, You have your peeing next to Bill Clinton story now. Kunal has a met David Cameron.
I was there on
a
work to meet Bill Clinton. It was an official meeting of great people. This is just two loafers hanging around, brown skinned loafers in UK.
Kunal has a very British accent, though, doesn't he?
He has a very fake, pompous Shivaji Park Maharashtrian English accent.
But it's a British accent. Yeah, it sounds British.
I don't know if you want to call it a colonial hangover, but it's that same Nehru used to speak with that. Tharoor speaks with
that. It's also how they spell the name, Vijay Akar. That's the Anglophile. Like, we spell Brocha, not Barucha. So all the Anglophiles, the British lovers, they have a name spelling.
Oh, it's not Vijaykar.
It's, they keep the, so when you keep the A, it's the Britishy, Englishy guy.
The
and the one without the A is the more hardcore guy, you know, the Patre Prabhu community.
He keeps the A?
He keeps the A. Vijaykar. You got to say it like that. Where is the bloody Vijaykar? Who's Vijaykar? Nonsense.
It's like William Makepeace Thackeray, like that.
Yeah,
name.
That's the way the name came from, you're right. One of them was a great poet.
Yeah.
Okay, before we take shots.
Want to do more or should we close it?
I think we should close it. The year's been abysmal, terrible, too many pimples for a man in his 40s, and I think we need to move on. But we didn't ask the one big question we should ask, the stereotypical terrible cliche question about what do you expect in 2020. So, resolution and what do you expect? Amit.
What do I expect? I expect it to be a good year, actually. I really do. I feel like the economy generally feels a little more positive than it was feeling 6 months ago. I expect a good year for...
But if you could change one thing that you want, not necessarily personally, one thing. Anything.
One thing in the country, in the world?
Anything.
Man, that's a hard question to answer. I can't.
See, if you were an Avenger, you would do this in a second.
I know, but I'm not. What would be one thing? If I could change a single thing.
I would make all the metros disappear. All these metro work. I would
get all the metros finished.
They're finished. I just wanted to end. I can't bear it. At least in our part of town, it's just
okay,
too
much.
Okay,
so you know what? If you're going to say that, right? I mean, like,
I couldn't stop the cars at Gaylord's. Churchgate.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Churchgate.
If you're Churchgate working
metro.
On...
Metro! Char metro! You're right. It is confusing.
No, they're doing a lot of work over there in that area. But
there's a non-metro thing, which is a pipe thing, a water problem.
So Kemp's Corner shut because of pipes also, right?
Yeah, so they say.
So to me,
Parsis can't enter the Dungarwadi. I mean, you're dead and you can't enter the Dungarwadi.
So
that road is closed. You want to drop them from a helicopter straight into the well.
Well, I thought Dungarwadi does not have
No, I'm just being facetious.
Okay,
but it is that road.
Okay. No, so if I were to say one thing that they could do to improve our life dramatically, start work, finish work. Don't fucking just leave it hanging.
I've been screaming that when it comes to vendors and work, and a friend of mine, she's a housewife, but which is a very important thing when these things happen. She's stuck with carpenters all day. They were told 10 days to do the work. There's day 27 or something going on. My point is, why can't we have this reverse contract where if you do not honor the day as a vendor, then you start paying a penalty? Doesn't that happen in Germany and countries like that?
It does happen in a lot of places.
I think it's very fair. Aapne bola 10 din to ginke batao, barabar, give a 5-day buffer. Say 15 days. Don't panch or come back after 45 days and say, abhi yaar, wo cement achcha nahi tha.
Did you guys hear about work stopping on the coastal road?
Yeah, it stopped.
Yeah. Amazing, right?
Change of guard, brother.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful
amazing
thing about politics. It's never really about progress.
It's absolutely amazing to me, right? I mean, like, the fact
But you
that
do know, right? When governments change, state governments especially, all the vendors change also.
Yeah,
all the tenders rather change also.
I get
and you
that.
Restart with your rishtedars, all
tenders
the
tenders and vendors.
Tenders and vendors.
Love nice me, tenders.
Coming. Love me, vendors.
But you know, that's got to be the one thing. Okay, you want a real change? That would be a real change too, right? That, I mean, like, if somebody.
It's written in contract.
Yeah.
Just because the government changes, why should the contract
why
change?
Should the contract change? Right?
You have to start all over again. You don't understand. Half the time they rebuild the bridge and all.
Yeah. They've shut the work on this one also, the bulletin between Mumbai and the.
They immediately shut it. Yeah. It's all the ego thing which has to happen immediately.
Right. I think we spoke about this once before on Gotham Bowl, right?
Speed and alacrity, that happens, you know. Not the real issues. It's always that. Now I'll teach the opposition a lesson.
Exactly, right? No, and what winds up happening is your cost of government services increase so dramatically because now everybody has to build
it's infantile, Baba. Let's call it for what it's just behaving like an infant.
If you do not give me my contract in the first year of a 5-year government, then my risk increases subsequently with every year exponentially.
Correct. You're right.
Right? So now.
So they have a tight deadline, that's for sure. Amit, sorry, running out of time. Rohit, quickly, what do you expect from the next year and what do you want? Is there some one great thing that you need or want?
I don't know, man. Netflix is not asking me for a special, so I just think if they ask, I might say yes.
You're too big for Netflix. You're too big for Netflix.
I think Netflix is where I must go then.
There'll be a desi Netflix called Netflix or something.
They will make it, dude. They have Ullu and
cheaper
all that.
And, exactly. Yeah. Cheaper and faster and reach more people. That's how it is.
What's the question?
Bass. 2020, the cliche.
I hope it's better than 2019.
And for you personally, is there anything that you want? Like getting married, Abbas? The parents aren't saying?
Definitely not.
Get us a Mrs. Abbas about time?
Yeah, but no.
Come on. How old are you now? 25.
I'll be 32 in
32?
In 2020. Yeah.
You've got to think about marriage. Yeah. Rohit, how old are you?
Why are you saying that?
You guys want to get married?
Yeah, sure. I'll think about it.
Cool. Yeah. It's all allowed now. It's all allowed. Is it allowed? I'm not even sure.
We can't get marriage married. Isn't allowed yet.
Oh, so you guys
my parents
checked.
Are
you
okay. Like, you know, so the thing is, my
parents are overjoyed.
My parents are okay with me marrying a guy, probably, yeah. But like, because, you know, the religion.
Yeah.
They'll be like, are nahi, nahi. Wo kaise kar sakte. Homophobia, we'll like, you know, let go of. But Islamophobia,
nahi. And Muslim homosexual is a very tough minority. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's a very tough to get a gig. Yeah, very sad. All right, we'll leave it there. But
we have AMAs. AMAs, yeah.
AMAs. The last AMAs of 2019.
Yes, they are.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Back here with two self-confessed same-gender lovers. And Amit and me. Who like the other gender, but not successfully. So in a way, we are the same boat. Yeah.
Okay, we got a suggestion from Bidisha Satpati for the year-end episode.
Okay.
She said, hear me out. Hi, Abbas and Amit. Here's a thought on what you could discuss. The irrelevance of men in today's world. I don't hate men. It is a practical thought. Has the male sex lost its relevance from an evolutionary standpoint?
I'm no fan of the male.
She has an argument to make. She's like, men aren't required to fight or protect or be all muscles anymore. We are no longer a hunter-gatherer society. Hunter, huh? Gender roles have also taken a
but
shift.
But it's replaced by finding parking. The male has to do that.
Huh? Further, women have been molded.
And I have to find the parking. I find these things a little sexually challenging. Yeah.
Women have been molded to do as men do and more. So much more.
Okay, we have the answer. Rohit is dying. He's going berserk. He's jumping out of his shirt. Huh? Bolo.
No, the thing is, I saw Wonder Woman and that is the
what?
Thing.
What?
No, listen. Like, so what she wants is that utopia. Like, island where men don't
femdom.
Exist.
It's called femdom, brother.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
I'm
glad
else,
that, I'm glad that DC and Marvel have together brought up all the philosophy that you need to survive in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because like, what... Essentially, she means is that men should like do better.
No, I do wonder if all the world leaders were women, would we be in less of a mess? Right?
Well, yeah, shall more I name Indian also. Female politicians? Then you tell me. Pragya,
Mamta, Mamta Banerjee,
Mamta, Mayawati, Uma Bharati,
Smriti Irani.
Smriti Irani. Now, is that answers your question? We'll move on from
I
there.
I still think it would be in less of a mess.
So really,
I think that what we're doing over here is if you substitute one gender of power with another gender of power, you will be in the same thing with just different oppression. Right?
You'll find
the
that there's no real difference. Humanity sucks.
That's really great point because that's what happens with religion and, you know,
power corrupts, boys. So read my book. Sharad Pawar, the man, the myth, the legend.
The goal has always got to be equality, right? The goal has always got to be like neutral equality. I mean, that's in my mind.
I think Rohit is fundamentally on the right track. There makes no difference. Once you go up the hierarchy, you will just do something evil at some point. It's the way we are.
All right, the next one comes from Mayur Patil. Mayur says, hi Cyrus, my
it's
birthday...
also shooting.
Huh?
Mayur.
That's...
very popular.
Kya fit?
See? That's why they named him.
His birthday happens to be on the 31st of December. So he says it's the most
but
chaotic
a free party,
for me.
Free birthday.
That's what he says. As I don't like all big parties and the entire 31st New Year party shindig happening. I like spending my birthday with a few handful of my friends and not family. So my question is, how do you like to celebrate your birthday and why is it necessary to celebrate the New Year?
So I don't celebrate my birthday. So I avoid it as much as I can. I don't even mention it. I try not to even... My mother, poor... Because mothers will remain mothers till you're 83 if they're alive. Will bring a cake and she will cut it and sing happy birthday even if she's alone. Mm-hmm. But that is a sad story of Indian mothers. It's got nothing to do with anything else. But having said that, when I was young, I'd like to have a wild party. And I like to call strangers. I feel strangers are more fun at a party.
They are.
So I would tell everybody I meet for the last 5 days, wherever I say, this is the address, come and let's have a good party. And let me tell you, they're much more fun than the normal people.
So
that you
because
know.
You hang out with the normal people on a regular basis, right? There's no.
You just get excited with strangers.
Exactly, strangers.
It's like affairs.
Going
you're
to
you're so happy when you're having an affair, in a sense.
But I'd like to just, Mayur, right? I'd just like to tell Mayur that, listen, Mayur, just wait till you're 30 and your birthday parties will be exactly what you want them to be. Your New Year's will be the same. Yeah. Everything will become like that only.
I would also like to wish Mohit Mahale, my producer from the show, The Week That Was It, who's Jan 1st is his birthday.
Oh, okay.
And he always goes on leave in
so
this
both
period.
Both of them can have a little party.
They can hold hands?
Yes. Or like at midnight, he can
Yes, immediately. It'd be like a relay. The baton of the birthday. I gave it to you. Tang, 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 tang. Both running. Oh, beautiful. Superb.
Anand Hegre says, hi Cyrus, Amit and Abbas. What's your take on NRIs commenting or having opinions in general about things affecting India?
So are you guys,
I think NRIs are frequently targeted on social media.
But are you guys
and he's an NRI himself.
Yeah. But do you have a lot of Desi friends? Guys who live abroad and all that?
No.
Because I do. So let me tell you one thing. They are so interested in India. It's just a thing that happens. And Amit is both, because he's been 20 years in America and back here. The moment you leave the shores, you just your investment in the country is double. You think that actually you'd separate. It's like a divorce. Right. And now America or wherever is your country. But no, it's like now every little thing. So they tell you. They give us information. If there's a fire in South Mumbai, we get the information from Philadelphia. It's just ridiculous. We don't even know. If there's a change in government, they get it first. Yeah. Because they're watching like hawks, man. Yeah. And someone should study this. Why do the diaspora, when they go abroad, have so much? They watch the first Hindi film before you even know that the film released. They watch some B-grade web series you don't even hear about. They know what scandal is going on, and they know everything about politics, geography, the works. Explain.
Because people miss the country they're from. Yeah. It really
does. Why do you leave, you hypocrite bastard?
I was actually born over there, so I came back.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Why did you come back?
I'm immigrant to India. So, yeah, I'm actually part of the CAA Act, I guess, maybe in some ways.
But we better check. Are you on the list?
He is the right religion.
It's the only country during Christmas where nobody looks at Christmas as Santa's list.
Yeah.
You look at whether you're on the list.
Yeah, this is not Santa. This
are
is
you on? Yeah, stop.
Okay,
stop.
The last one comes from Meghna Kulkarni. So, remember last time we spoke about the religious cult leader, Satyanand.
Oh, the guy with the...
Nityanand having his own island.
The name writer, you get defamation.
And you said you would want to get an island of your own. So, her question is based on that.
Yeah.
Hi, Cyrus. For all the talk about buying an island of Mumbai and setting up your own cult/country, rising seas are going to drown more than half of the city.
I didn't promise the population a good time. I just said, yeah, mera desh hai.
So you're probably going to have to move to Pune or worse, Navi Mumbai. How terrified are you?
Pune, probably from Pune. Pune, the problem.
Like the name gives
Kulkarni. The problem with Pune, actually, I also have at least three Kulkarni in Pune. That's a real stereotype, no? But I'm in from Pune. But coming back to the whole Pune experience, just entering Pune the last 10 years is like going back to Mumbai. So it's like you've gone nowhere. Because it's all lovely till you reach the entrance of Pune and then you spend 1 hour just trying to get in, which is just amazing. So my island has to be away from cities. I cannot live in any of our cities. But I hate that whole urban claustrophobia.
I've been thinking a little bit about this, right? If I were to live anywhere in this country, what would I be looking for, right? I mean, like, because the frustration in Bombay is there, right?
Space and weather.
No, but so weather, proximity to an airport so I can go wherever in this, right? I don't want to go and live in the mountains.
But you have your own private plane. We own an island. For God's sake, funds are unlimited.
Okay, I guess in that case, fine. But I was thinking about it more practically than owning an island.
No, see, this is the thing. You win fantasy. That's why in my fantasy, I have group sex. In your fantasy, it's only you struggling with yourself. See, you have to cut that reality. Enjoy your fantasy. Right, Abbas?
Yes, we should.
You're in my fantasy.
Okay? I am.
No, ninth
and
on
you're
the
in
right.
mine.
Ninth on the right. That's a reality, huh? No longer a fantasy. You were saying, Amit.
No, nothing. I was just thinking about, like, what would be the space, right? Well, if you were to pick a city or you were to pick a place to live in India, right, where... What would your requirements be, right? I want reliable electricity, right? I mean, like, that I think is the first thing. More, nothing more frustrating than losing electricity, like, all the time, right? I would want good internet, right? I think that becomes another really important
thing. Not India, then.
I know, yeah.
I would like the weather of Himachal, the roads of Gujarat, the people of Bangalore, and perhaps the lifestyle of Goa. And I think that would be
that's
some
that's actually...
No, that's exactly
in Bombay. Nahi milega, baba. Chembur mein milega? Chembur mein milega?
You will want parking, no?
No. We're staying in one place.
He owns the place. He's just like, hey, mera gaadi.
I'll have human riksha. Three guys will be standing on their hands and knees and I'll just, you know... Well, with clothes on, so don't get excited here. That are we done?
Yeah, we're done for the
And now
decade.
It's time for us to formally end 2019 for everyone listening to our podcast. We're going to come back in 2020 bigger and better than before.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all bullshit. Yeah. Just hype is important. It's a world
hype.
Hype
is important.
Yeah,
exactly.
But thanks to everybody who listened to one or two or maybe more. Some guys have actually listened to all our podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them in a week.
I was shooting last week in Bangalore and a guy came and said, I love it when they say that, you know. But most people come and talk to me, they talk about Bakra still.
Right.
Or they talk about a week that wasn't. There's one or two guys who come and talk about the podcast and I feel really happy. Mm. It's like, you know, you have 10 children and the one who's ugly nobody likes. And then suddenly somebody says, you know, wo Bunty mein kuch cheez hai, he's good. He's good. So finally that acceptance of Bunty, that's important to me. Should we change the name of the show to Bunty?
Bunty.
I think Bunty is a good name.
Bunty
for the show.
Says.
Bunty. Bunty says. Coming soon. 2020. Happy New Year to
you. You know, if this is your ugly child, then I'm the babysitter for that ugly child.
You can get a better job producer. At some point. The world will change. Economics goes forward. There'll be different governments.
Yeah, yeah.
Some will be pro you. But not in China and not in India. From what I gather. All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
And that's what Cyrus says.